Hi, darling. How are you feeling? Good. I'm glad. You've been awfully good lately. I haven't had much issues with you. I like it, silly. It's a compliment. You've just been such a good girl. I felt like things between us have really been moving forward. Yes. I've loved getting to know you, getting to care for you, teach you, dress you up. I've adored all our time together. And I think you have finally, truly learned to like it here. Maybe just a little. I won't make you admit it yet, but I can tell. Our relationship has been getting quite serious. All these intimate moments with you have just been so lovely. And even the sweet moments. I've just really loved getting close with you. I mean, whoever thought, right? If it wasn't for me seeing all your potential, if it wasn't for me following you home and dedicating my whole time and heart to you, we wouldn't be this happy. I made this. Our perfect little life. And this is just the start of it. I want you to know all your efforts don't go unappreciated. I want to reward you. No, not like that, you horny little girl. Though there's always time for that later. I meant more like an upgrade to your little arrangement here with me. Would that interest you? Well, I don't know. You've been locked down here for a long time, partly because of trust and partly because the house wasn't quite ready for you yet. Oh, nothing. All I mean is it's ready for you now. I don't need you rotting here, all bored all day while I work and run errands. I think it's time to start training you to actually be a good housewife. I think it's time I let you upstairs. But I hope you know, this is me trusting you, darling. So please show me all you've learned in this moment. Listen and obey like a good girl. We can't have any misbehaving, or I will not hesitate to go back on this choice. You understand me? Good. Then come on. Why don't I show you around? Now, don't go getting any silly ideas in that head of yours. I've set the house up so you are completely safe. All the doors and windows are barricaded. I know they're isn't a ton of sunlight, but maybe those are privileges we can work on granting you in the future. The doors have to be like that for obvious reasons. The windows I considered, but I was too scared you'd try to break them. I know you've been good for me lately, but I can never be 100% sure. I don't know if I could live with myself if I lost you. All this hard work. You are my masterpiece. Do you understand? You're my everything. You will be my life's work. I can't wait to spend eternity with you. You're so pretty. I'm so glad you're starting to come around. I truly hope it's genuine. After what I learned about you our last few sessions, though, like I said, I think you really do enjoy it here. Now, here's the kitchen. It's small, but gets the job done. And we have the living room, of course. Lots of space in here, a lot more comfortable than downstairs. hallway. All these empty frames on the walls will be filled once I get all of our photos developed. And here's the bathroom. There's no window access, so please leave the fan on. And there is no lock. You can close the door all you want, but this is still my house. So I'll come in as I please. You're mine after all. And that's my office. You don't have to go in there, though. That's my personal space. In fact, actually, please, please don't go in there. Ever. You understand? Oh, good girl. Well, last but not least, the bedroom. How would you like to sleep up here with me, Oh, yeah. Would that be cozy, pretty girl? I'm sure it hasn't been very comfortable downstairs. I'm sorry, Pumpkin, but you earned this. So maybe after your chores today, I'll treat you to a nap. Whatever keeps you inside and behaving, I'm happy to let you lounge a tiny bit. How about we go over a few ground rules? First of all, as I've clearly implicated, there's no leaving. There's no taking out the trash. There's no excuses like that. You stay indoors at all times. Secondly, now that you're up here, you can't just stay rent-free. You'll have to do some duties as my stay-at-home wife. No, just some simple chores. Maybe make us dinner every night. There's a notepad on the fridge where you can write down whatever you need me to get. I'll be a good provider as long as you keep being a good girl. Dishes, mopping, sweeping, vacuuming, making beds, cleaning the bathrooms, all that jazz is your responsibility. Today is a trial day. And I will admit, I'm very nervous to leave you up here, but I want to trust you. I know how good you can be. You just have to remember who you are. My darling pretty princess. No more remembering stupid boy stuff. You're a woman now, okay? So act like it. You may have access to the TV after all your chores are done. The radio's fine too, but there's no internet. I turn all that off the second I leave for work. Speaking of which, I have to go soon, but before I go, I wanted us to have a little session around the house. What? You think I put you in that skimpy maid outfit for nothing? Now, why don't you have a little seat on the bed? Yeah, there you go. Good girl. Now lay down. Oh, that's it. This outfit is so short on you. I can see your panties creeping out. You look so vulnerable and feminine in my bed. So adorable. I love it. Look up at me. Oh, just like that. My pretty little girl. You are a model, you know that. Now lay on your stomach. That fucking ass hanging out. You're so fucking hot, honey. These would look so good around the house. God, and I love getting to see how innocent that face is. Such a shy little girl, aren't you? What is there to be shy over? You know you've already admitted you like being my pretty bitch. Come on, don't lie. You love being the star, don't you? You always wanted attention growing up, but you were just an average old normal old boy. Now that you're a pretty girl, someone can't get enough of you, and you love it. You want to be the center of attention, don't you, doll? You want all eyes on you. Isn't it nice to be wanted? I know it is, princess, I know. Now I have one more for you before I actually have to go to work. Here. Isn't it sweet? A little housewife dress for you. You look so lovely in this color. Don't you want to be my pretty girl? Come on. Oh, such a good girl. This is why you'll always be my favorite. And now for these pictures. Let's go to the kitchen, yeah? Okay. I want you to lean on the counter a bit. Oh, there you go. But relax the shoulder, like you're cleaning something off the counter. Oh, that's priceless. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Stunning. Now lift the dress up a little bit. Show me those curly little legs. You are so precious. Look at you. Such a dirty girl. Bend over for me and lift up that dress. Oh my god, yes. So fucking hot. You want to get more filthy for me? Spread your ass for me. Come on, be a good girl for me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh my god, you like being on display like this? Such a filthy little fucking cam whore. Such a good wife. God, you're gorgeous. I'm so obsessed with you. How could anyone call you a boy? You're the prettiest princess to walk this fucking planet. Oh, shit. Oh, I suppose I have to go to work now. Remember everything I told you, okay? All the rules? No leaving. Do your chores. Have dinner ready. And I'll be home around 9. Come here. You have a good day, okay, princess? Honey. Oh. Wow. Darling. It smells great in here. Oh. I mean, I know I told you to cook, but I wasn't sure if you'd be very good at first. How did you learn to cook so well? Wow. Well, I will say it is unexpected, but I like it. No, I love it. I love it. This is really, really nice to come home to. The house looks beautiful too. You really did a wonderful job. And you told me you didn't know what you were doing. It's almost like it's instinct, huh, honey? Like you were made for this. Is it almost ready to eat? Oh, lovely. Don't worry, I'll let you add your few finishing touches. Oh, God. You know, you smell even better than this food. Did you take advantage of the shower? Oh, I see. And did you like all the girly smells I left for you to clean yourself with in there? Such a good girl. I'd say the first day is a success. I can't believe after a shower you put your dress back on. You're doing so well for me, darling. Oh, yes, absolutely. I adore this. I adore you. What? I can't kiss. kiss your neck a little while you're cooking? Oh, come on. It's not that distracting, is it? Fuck. I missed you so much, baby girl. Oh, yes, I did. I missed these arms, these sides. So soft. Oh, these hips. What? Just try to focus on cooking. Oh, come on. Don't act like you don't love it. Don't fucking lie to me. That's not what good girls do. We already came to this conclusion last time, didn't we? That you like this shit. That you like being groped and touched without your fucking consent. Like this. This fucking ass. Pretty. Shut up. Stop fucking pretending to care. You are my wife, and last time I checked, that means you're mine. You're mine, aren't you? Answer. Oh, good girl. See? Mine, 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 all mine. Which means I can do whatever I fucking want, right? Exactly, you're learning so well. As excited as I am for dinner, can I be honest? I really just want to skip to dessert. Shh, stop. Just let me touch you. Shut up. Stop complaining. Oh my god, just take it. Oh, fuck. I want to take advantage of you so fucking bad. You'd fucking like that, wouldn't you? Yeah, you dirty freak. What's the matter? You getting all shy now? Like a true girl. Intimidated, afraid, helpless. So pathetic. Listen to me. Turn off that fucking stove. Now fucking come here. Don't fucking struggle. You keep your hands behind your back, goddammit. Stop your fucking whining, slut. Now let me take off these fucking panties. How about this dress, too? Shut the fuck up. Do you fucking hear me? If you can't stop opening your mouth, maybe I should fucking stuff it. Oh, your panties would probably do the trick, huh? Say, shut up, then fucking put them in your mouth, slut. There you go. Now you're less fucking annoying. I want to use my wife's body for a little bit. So whether you want it or not, it's happening right now. Close your eyes. I'm going to blindfold you. Come on, I think it'll be more fun to use you while you can't see. There. Gagged up. Blind, hands behind your back. Naked. You look so fucking helpless right now in my kitchen. Come on. We're going to the bedroom. Come on. Fucking hell. get down on that fucking bed. Turn over. I want you on your fucking back. Perfect. All out and exposed for me. You have no idea what's going on, do you, baby? No, she doesn't. She's just a stupid slutty girl who's about to be my fuck toy. Look at your cute curly cock, all hard for me. What? You don't mind if I record you while you look like this, do you? Oh, wait. It doesn't matter what you want. I remember now. So here's my helpless whore of a wife. I got home from work and dinner wasn't even done. Oh, and look at her squirm and quiver. Such a stupid bitch. She has no idea what I have in store for her. You can't hear her moaning too well with her own panties shoved down her slutty throat. But my wife loves having her cock sucked against her will. Isn't that right, honey? Oh, what are you gonna do about it, baby? Go on, try to get away. Go on. Oh, look at her tossing and turning. You're not going anywhere, you stupid fucking slut. My baby girl tastes so much more yummy when she doesn't want it. Okay. Let me get this camera somewhere with a perfect view of the scene we have going on here. There we go. Now, roll over, bitch. God, just fucking look at her. What's up, baby? I can't hear you with your mouth full. Stupid slutty whore. Come here. She can't see nothing. Can't say nothing. A useless hunk of meat for me to fucking rape. What? You got anything to say? No, that's too bad. I can't quite make out what you're saying. It's a good thing you're just a powerless little girl. What are you gonna do? Fight back? You're such a man, right? Come on, fight back then. Oh. God, you're such a dumb girl. That's why all you're good for is looking pretty and following orders. That's where you shine bright. Fuck, a whole day after work. I can't wait to fucking take you. Oh my god. You feel my cock gliding up and down. I want to stick it in so fucking bad, you have no idea. But I like this. Just teasing you. Moving it around. You can't see or move. You just have to feel my cock circle around your hole. So anxious of when I'll fuck you. Because I could fuck you any second now. Doesn't the anticipation get you going, you dirty fucker? You're just my dirty girl. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I think dirty girls are more fun. My wife, my rules. know you can't see it, but smile for the camera, baby. Oh, you're the star of this movie. Oh, that's what you wanted, isn't it? All the attention on you. Oh. God, you sound so fucking whorish. I don't know why this dumb slut keeps trying to talk when she's fucking gagged. Stop fucking talking. Stop thinking. Stop doing anything. Just let me fucking use you. Don't use your brain. Don't use your head. Just take it. Oh, that's a good fucking girl. Oh, look at her just fucking give up. Is someone tired of fighting? Yeah, that's it, honey. Just take it. Take it all in. God, yes. Oh my God. Fuck. 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 God, yes, 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 yes. Oh my God. You're shaking so much. Your body is so tense, you poor baby girl. Oh, is she all tuckered out from being fucked? Let's flip this bitch over then. Come on, pretty girl. I see all this pre-cum. I know you can't resist me. And even if you don't want to come, you're going to. All on camera. Oh, good girl. Come on. Why are you resisting? Come in my fucking mouth. Won't stop sucking your fucking cock until you come. You're gonna come whether you want to or fucking not. Come on. Embrace who you are. You're my slutty fucking wife. Now fucking submit and come. Fuck. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, baby. I want you to come. Be my good fucking girl. I didn't fucking ask. Oh, fucking come for me. Come for me or I'll never fuck you like this again. I'll never fucking rape you again. How about that? Is that a good enough punishment? Because I know you fucking like this. Come on, fucking come for me. Mm. not a girl. I'd say day one was a success.